Chapter 1. Inauguration. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner hustled themselves and their children up to the second floor of the residence in the White House, to the southeastern corner of her father's new 16-room home. She was still in the white Oscar de la Renta pantsuit she'd worn all day, through the rain washing over her father's swearing-in ceremony and the parade down Pennsylvania Avenue marking his inauguration, and chilled to her bones. She would soon change into a glittery champagne gown for the inaugural balls. Her hair would be teased and swept and sprayed into an ornate knot at the nape of her neck. She would prick teardrop diamonds into her ears and slather highlighter onto her cheekbones and underneath her eyebrow and onto her bare clavicle, exposed by the deep V of her dress. All of that would have to wait. The Trump-Kushner sped into the Lincoln bedroom where they had stayed through her dad's first weekend as President of the United States of America. The traditional parade flirted dangerously close to sundown, which, on January 20th, 2017, fell at 4:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As practicing modern Orthodox Jews, Ivanka and Jared needed to light Shabbat candles as day turned into night in order to observe their own tradition, which Jared had been doing his whole life, and Ivanka joined him in when she converted years earlier, before they married. She had arranged with the White House usher to have candlesticks waiting in their borrowed room. Usually, she would have brought her own, as she typically did for a weekend away, but this weekend, in just about every way, was not typical for the Trumps. She figured the White House must have suitable candelabras lying around. She was correct. The immediate family of five formed a semicircle around the White House's candlesticks, and Ivanka struck a match to light the wicks. There they were, in a room Abraham Lincoln had once used as an office, which the Trumans had rebuilt in 1945, Jackie Kennedy had spiffed up in 1961, Hillary Clinton had freshened in the 1990s, and Laura Bush had again refurbished in 2004. The 8-by-6-foot rosewood Lincoln bed, with its 6-foot-tall carved headboard, the bed that Presidents Franklin Roosevelt and Calvin Coolidge had slept in, was at their backs. A holograph copy of the Gettysburg Address, one of only 5 signed, dated, and titled by Lincoln, sat on a desk nearby. Ivanka covered her eyes and recited the blessing over the candles. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, God, ruler of the universe, who sanctified us with the commandment of lighting candles. It was the first time Shabbat had been welcomed this way in the history of the residence. Some 5 hours earlier, as light sheets of rain fell over Washington, D.C., Donald J. Trump had pressed his right hand to 2 Bibles on the west lawn of the Capitol and became the 45th person to recite the oath of office as prescribed by Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. One of the Bibles he chose was used by Lincoln when he was sworn in at his first inauguration in 1861, as the nation hung on the precipice of the Civil War. The other had been given to him by his mother in 1955, 2 days before his 9th birthday, just after he graduated from the Sunday Church Primary School at the First Presbyterian Church in Jamaica, Queens. Its cover is embossed with his name and on the inside, signed by church officials. After taking the oath, Trump turned his back on the crowd and swung his arms open toward his family, who had encircled him as he made his vow to the American people. He first locked eyes with Ivanka, who had positioned herself directly at the center of the dais, with her brother Eric slightly behind her to her left, and her half-sister Tiffany next to him. Don Jr. was just to Ivanka's back on the other side, her half-brother Barron and stepmother turned First Lady Melania beside him. Ivanka cocked her head at her dad, the president, her lips and cheeks pulled so tightly by her smile that her facial muscles contorted themselves into an aptly bronzed rectangle. She dove forward to kiss him, but his instincts kicked in. He had never been on this sort of world stage before, but he had spent enough years with his...